Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, March 1st, and the week ahead. Well, folks, welcome to March. This could be, without exaggeration, one of the most dramatic months of the year. Did that get your attention? Here's why. We have an equinox ahead, which is a rebalancing of the light and the dark. Mars, a war planet, is moving forward into the last 10 degrees of Gemini and a part of the sign known for arrogance and fighting, whether with words or otherwise. We have a blood moon eclipse on the 29th. Venus goes retrograde, and so does Mercury. And then there's daylight savings, too. So let's break it down, and we'll just stick to this week for now. Now, starting with the sun, the center of the solar system. In India, the sun is called the Parahamsa. That's the universal soul. Without the sun, there is only darkness, and in darkness there is delusion and ignorance, so say the rishis, the ancient sages. Now, the oldest known prayer in India is the Gayatri Mantra. The prayer asks that the sun, which illuminates the world, also illuminates our hearts to get rid of delusion and darkness. Now, the sun in a person's birth chart rules our health, vitality, and physical constitution. It also governs one's career. And in the world at large, it rules leaders. Now, there are times when the sun is strong and other times when the sun is not strong. Right now in the sky, we are in a period where the sun is challenged. March will see a dimming of the light. Now, this week, the sun approaches a conjunction with Saturn, and Saturn is in the fixed air sign of Aquarius. Saturn is strong in Aquarius because it rules the sign. Now, for the past 2 weeks, Saturn will sap the sun's energy. It's further sapped by that solar eclipse coming up at the end of the month. I'll go more into that next week. But for now, pay attention to your energy level and physical depression. Now, the silver lining is that the dimming of the light helps us turn inward. It's said that our waking consciousness is less than 25% of who we really are. That's because we are busy, busy, busy acting and reacting. Now, when the sun is weak, it gives us an opportunity to drop all that and be still. Stillness has much to offer, as do silence and solitude. Now, meanwhile, the moon begins Saturday in Pisces, the mutable water sign of the fishes swimming in opposite directions. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac where dissolution and endings occur. It's a sign of imagination, intuition, spirituality. It's not a great sign for having a good sense of direction, but we do have GPS for that, or being tethered to the material world. In its highest expression, Pisces imagines. It's said that Albert Einstein believed imagination was more important than knowledge. He also said that when he imagined what it would be like to ride a beam of light from the sun to the earth, he came up with the spark for the theory of relativity. Well, that's all for imagination. Now, in its lowest expression, Pisces is escapism. Escapism from what? From all this junk. Escapism from pain, suffering, gravity, responsibility, and the consequences of our actions. Now, a strong Pisces is always found in people who renounce the world one way or the other. So the moon in Pisces today is super excited because it joins four other planets, Venus, Mercury, Neptune, and Rahu. That can cause a peak experience in all the significations of Pisces, the things I just told you about. The highest and lowest expression are excited. So beware. Keep your eye on the ball, read the label, follow directions, and know when to say enough is enough. Now, the moon moves on from Pisces on Monday, but could leave behind quite an emotional hangover. The moon will move through Aries on Monday and Tuesday, where it expresses the Martian energy of belligerence and possibly aggression. Don't forget, it also has that Mars thing going on. The moon moves into Taurus Wednesday and Thursday. Taurus is its sign of exaltation. That's a great place for self-care, rest, and nurturing yourself. Then Friday and Saturday, the moon finishes the week in Gemini, where it conjuncts Mars. Oh, no. Inspiring another salvo of harsh words out there and maybe even a jumble of chaotic thoughts in our minds. Then there's Venus in Pisces. Remember, Venus is exalted in Pisces, and it's been there for a few weeks. Well, get ready for a jolt. Maybe the door hitting you in the butt on the way out, because today the planet of love, art, romance, agreement turns retrograde. That's a classic time to rethink all those lovey-dovey things. Venus retrograde says rethink your relationships, rethink your finances, rethink your art projects, even the state of your automobile. Yeah, believe it or not, Venus has a lot to do with cars, vehicles, things with wheels. You may see more than the usual number of cars on the side of the road waiting for a tow. It's just the universe asking you to rethink, slow down, and check over whatever plans you made. Finally, Saturn, the planet of material karma, is getting ready to change signs. For almost 6 years, Saturn has transited two signs ruled by itself, Capricorn and Aquarius. That means that Saturn is really strong, or was really strong. Now, as Saturn comes to the final degree of Aquarius, it takes on a real fury to get things done. It's like a frantic dash to pack before leaving to make sure everything is put away. All that means that the extremes of Saturn could be felt between now and April 1st. On one hand, Saturn can give discipline, focus, determination. On the other hand, it can make you sink into a feeling of pessimism, negativity, and I just give up. Now, meanwhile, Saturn is midway through Taurus, the fixed Earth sign. Jupiter brings optimism, luck, opportunity, and good fortune here. Thank heavens for that. It likes to remind people that Jupiter is there to help you. So in typical Jupiter fashion, cry when you have to and dance when you can. So there, keep on dancing. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.